This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Hey, tomorrow night, Scott Capurro is playing at the Clandestine Brewery in San Jose, and he is on the show in about an hour. So, heads up. Love him or hate him, the guy's on. We'll try and get stories in around him. Wish us luck. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Bad Advice. We do that, just not as often as we think we do.
We got to do it today.
We got to get right to it.
Nicole I don't even like using the word literally, but she literally stole the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Just
Boy.
Said a couple words and then was off to the races.
Yep. Yesterday's show was great. You want to know what's going on with that beefcake guy? Find out on yesterday's secret show. And by find out on yesterday's secret show, I mean wait till Friday when it drops as a podcast.
Right.
Because during the week, you have to listen at 10 o'clock on the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show station in order to hear it. And then on Friday, you get all five of them. You know, take them with you on your run or whatever it is you're doing. Keep us low, though. You want to be able to hear the noises around you. You know, if you were being stalked by a mountain lion or something, it would be terrible if you were listening to Sarah and Vinny when he got you. I mean, right?
I don't know.
I mean, we don't want that to happen.
You would want to be entertained while it's happening
sure.
to you, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess if I had to choose whether I would just listen to myself scream while I was being eaten by a mountain lion or listening to us, I would say, let's listen to Sarah and Vinny while we die.
Mm-hmm. Boy, die we happy. Really found that one person that might be suffering. For the rest of you, just enjoy the show. But that one person,
you make the decision. You decide, right?
To be stalked by, hopefully you're not.
You never know, man.
It hasn't gone too badly
for you.
Take
us with you wherever you go.
Anyway, hello, Oregon.
We want to go there, too. What's going on in Oregon?
Just one of the many people we should say hi to, the whole state. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Oregon.
Hello, Oregon.
Anyway, bad advice. We do sometimes do that. And I promise we're going to get to some today. They're stacking up. Send us more. Bryn@RadioAlice.com is the email address to use. BRYN@RadioAlice.com. The Secret Show is a little show we do. In addition to this show, it airs daily on our own station, the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show station on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. It's free. Go get it.
Yes.
And stuff.
All right. Perfectly put.
Thank you. It's wetness day. There's a lot. There's a lot happening. We got the 2-hour, 41st season premiere of Survivor tonight at 8 o'clock. What? Whoop! 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 I'm very excited about it. The 6th. Season premiere of The Masked Singer is tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. Don't watch that. Watch CBS. And then there's that alter ego show. This is the one we were talking about a couple of weeks ago where you will not see human beings on this show. These will be people who did motion capture technology to perform. And it's so their avatar is the one that's out there doing the. And I don't know if they're backstage doing it simultaneously, doing whatever dance, but they've chosen an avatar, and this avatar, this creation of themselves, will be the performer. So it's like The Masked Singer, except that, I mean, I guess we get to know the avatar's name, and it does represent someone. The judges, it's a great judge panel. It's Alanis Morissette, Grimes, you know, Elon Musk's girlfriend, Nick Jonas and Will.i.am. So 20 people. And look, they've pre-chosen these competitors. Like, I don't know what the process was, but somehow producers have put together 20 people who are already, they are the competitors on this show. Each of them has created an avatar and is going to compete with that. So that is starting tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. Sex Education. This is, I would say, in my absolute top 10 shows I'm watching right now. There have been two seasons of it. It's a Netflix show. It's like a, it's a weirdly half hour comedy, like a sitcom, but it's set in England. Gillian Anderson plays the mom of the main character, and she's a sex therapist. So he's, you know, she's been sex therapying him since he was a little boy.
Is this what she just won an Emmy for?
No, she won the Emmy for playing Margaret Thatcher on The Crown.
Oh, okay.
But, and I don't know if I don't know what kind of Emmy situation this show is in, but it's, I think it's a Netflix show. I'm 99% sure it's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And the first season was so great. I couldn't wait for the second season. The second season was so great, and it ended with a massive cliffhanger.
Oh.
And apparently this whole season dropped last Friday. Somebody alerted me to this today.
Yeah, I finished it already.
You've already finished it? Is it as good? Is it just as
good? You're going to like
it. Oh, my God. I love that show so much. How's Maeve? Everything cool?
Yeah, I like her story. Her
and what's the main kid's name?
Otis.
Otis, right. I hear he has a mustache this season. That's hilarious. Anyway, it's hey, so...
Ted Lasso or Sex Education?
Ted Lasso.
It's up there.
It's up there. It's I love this show. It's really great. And you'd think, why would I want to watch a show called Sex Education with a bunch of British high school kids? You just do. It's so good. And Gillian Anderson is freaking phenomenal in it. She's excellent. And just the setting, the whole thing, it's absolutely great. And you just love the kids. It's fantastic. Sex Ed. Sex Education is out on Netflix.
All right.
And I bet a lot of people are already like, yeah, yeah. I'm like Nicole. I already watched the whole season.
I love that they dropped the whole season. It's great.
I know. Just please give us a stop with this weekly crap. I hate that.
I don't mind that. You know what? I've been enjoying the Friday night Ted Lasso. I think it's something, gives you something to look forward to. You don't possibly have to watch the whole season over again because you went through it too fast without paying it very much attention. I like it. It's going good.
I'm looking at a picture of Gillian Anderson here after her Emmy win. You know what's funny is for a long time, she was the chick from X-Files, as far as I was concerned.
Scully?
Yep. And she, because that was all I knew her from. But now that I've seen her in a few different things, like she truly is, what a little treasure. I just enjoy her so much. Gillian Anderson, she won for The Crown. She played Margaret Thatcher on there. Oh, my God, it was so funny. There was some clip going around where someone said, did you actually meet Margaret Thatcher to play this role? Did you study her? And she's like, well, Margaret Thatcher died, you know, whenever, 8 years ago. She was, you know, she didn't, like, totally thrash the person, but she was kind of like, no, I didn't meet her. So she wins for The Crown, and as a celebration, her friends got her a cake. And I'm going to show you it's a big win. And she said, down at the bottom of the cake, it says, congrats on a big one, a big win. And Bryn and I were giggling about the cake this morning.
Because
it is the shape of a giant, giant wiener.
It's just like your bottle of wine that you're waiting on that still hasn't arrived. That should be over your right shoulder. In view as we speak.
It's a giant, very true to life looking wiener. It's got the helmet is bright pink and it has a little crown on it for the crown. But I think it's an homage to her show Sex Education because she's a sex therapist and she's got like in their house, there are wieners everywhere. Like all the art has weenuses and it's just everywhere. Bryn, you had a note on this cake this morning.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that it didn't have the frenulum that you always talk about, Sarah, the little line that's supposed to be right below the helmet.
On the bottom.
So I needed some reminders, so I didn't, rather than looking on Google, I decided to just check it out myself. And I pulled my thing out to see. And it's actually missed. Yeah, so it's right. It's supposed to be right there.
It's supposed to be right there in the, yes, in the underside.
And then I realized my Zoom camera was on. I was like, oh, no. But luckily, I hadn't started the meeting yet, so.
That was lucky, because
I was like, oh, this is,
he tells, he starts laughing. I'm like, what? He goes, I had to just check and see if I had a frenulum. I'm like,
well, I know I have a frenulum. I just wasn't sure exactly what part it was on.
It's a really interesting, weird thing that as a guy, you don't see, you have one and you're mm-hmm. intimately
acquainted.
Right. But you don't know a lot about them because you've never seen others.
Right.
Like, I haven't seen a lot of others. I remember I was with
porn. You must have seen a lot of others.
We're not focused on that.
It's not. Really? That's not what I'm looking at. I had a girlfriend I was with where I said something about the birthmark on my man area. And she said, oh, they don't all have that. And I said, what? And she was like, yeah, that's where you were.
That's where you were circumcised.
Yes, that's your, we were talking about how she was getting, it was a marker that she was able to reach that I was, you know, we were discussing, but it turns out everybody's got that. And I thought I was the only one forever until she so rudely splashed water on that and made me feel like she's seen a lot of them, which was hard to get around.
Maybe she just looks at pictures.
I don't know. She seemed very sure of herself that they all have that mark that's not unique to you.
Yeah.
Which hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vinny. I'm sorry to have brought up such painful memories for you.
Well, it's just,
oh, go ahead.
I'm with Bryn where he had to check himself to see how it compared to others because you just don't know.
Well, and plus it is the underside.
Which, good point.
It's not the side you look at all the time. So.
Well, we don't even look at that all the time. Considering it's like the primary thing in your life and we love it so much.
Well, you look at it when you pee. I mean, I have to assume that you...
I don't even know if I do. I think I look at where I aim. You know, I'm not looking at my... Yeah.
You don't admire it and go, oh, look at you. You're so great.
Look at you. Good for you.
Look at you.
Doing a great job.
Look at you down there with your frenulum on the underside where I can't see it. So let me ask you this. You know what? Remind me. I'll ask you on the secret show. I'm not going to ask you. I have zero more questions about your wiener on this main show.
Somebody call HR.
I would love to put this up for you on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I don't know if we can. We can probably put the link to the story, right?
Just look at her Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, great. Look at Jillian Anderson.
I can't post that picture of that thing.
That seems wrong.
By the way, if I could just say right now, as you mentioned HR... You baiting me with our big vice president boss on an email that I almost fell for. Luckily, I breathed through the moment and was able to not take that bait. But you're awful. As I was sitting there looking at that, I'm twitching like I have got to just throttle her via email. And then I realized that's exactly what she set up right here. She set me up to lose my mind in front of the vice president, and I'm not going to fall for... Well, maybe I should... What?
We should probably set this up. So yesterday on the show, we talked about where the absolute worst drivers, the rudest drivers in the world are, and it's two parts of Sacramento.
Yep.
I can't remember the names of them. So Citrus Heights and...
Rancho?
Rancho Cordova.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. So we go. So our boss lives there. She lives in Sacramento. Her name's Stacy. And so she wrote to us and said, I am not a terrible driver. And that's exactly what I said. I said, no one thinks they're the worst driver. Everyone thinks they're the best driver. Whatever I said. Oh, everyone thinks they're the best driver. Just wait till Vinny tells you. And I put in parentheses, he's about to. So what did you write back to her?
What?
So what did you write?
Let's just say that I didn't take the bait and I didn't defend my driving, which, by the way, is the best. I'm by far a much better driver than you by like a million miles.
How many accidents have you been in?
A lot, but that's how I got so good.
How many tickets do you have?
Called experience.
A lot, but that's again how I have learned through experiences. There's just no way you're a better driver than me.
I'd like you to clip this out and send this to Stacy, please.
Don't.
Thank you. That little chunk of.
Not. Yeah. Don't thumbs up that, Nicole. What?
Thank you.
All right.
Please do that. It's funny. She wrote me back too. Yeah. I figured that you had written her back without CCing me because it was like a group email. Because she did write back and say it's happening.
I did write her back, but I avoided addressing your bait. I didn't take your bait. But she did say what it was. She said, the people of Sacramento are super bummed about how many people are leaving the Bay Area and moving there. And it's created more road traffic and it's created hostility out there.
Oh, and that's why everyone's so rude. Oh, I see.
And I was like, oh, I guess I get that. All right.
Speaking of cakes, we have them on our birthdays, and because we were talking about Gillian Anderson cake that's shaped like a penis. Nicole Richie, she just turned 40, and she posted up a great little video of herself blowing out the candles, and forget COVID. Look, Vinny, you have to watch this.
I'm looking.
Hang on.
Oh, God, she caught fire.
Both
what
sides.
What is that, her perfume?
It's her hair.
Oh, her
whatever
hair.
She's, whatever. I mean, it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's. She burns off. I'd say 15% of her hair is gone.
That is really bad.
Up. Yeah, it's scary.
She's laughing the whole time as she's fully on fire.
Well, I don't think she knew she was on fire at first.
Yeah, I don't think you know how bad that is. If you're looking at the video, you'd be like, oh, that's really, really bad.
I mean, the flames actually go up to the top of her head. Like,
did she suffer any real burns or did that
this
just...
is the last post that she put up. So I don't have any kind of update on this, but she captioned the video. Well, so far, 40 is fire.
Oh, boy.
You know how everybody puts the little fire thing. Yeah. Hilarious. But she,
yikes.
I know. I must have watched this. She sure does.
At the very least.
At the very least. Like, the whole side of her face is, like, in that. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You go to Nicole Richie.
Didn't you light yourself on fire with it, like, falling asleep with a ciggy or something?
I did. I actually, well, what I did was I lit the blanket behind me on fire.
Oh.
And then that sort of, and then I could, suddenly I smelled hair and smoke and went, ah! And beat that out and it was fine. Everything was fine. So I lit up the cigarette. But I was wide awake at that point, so it was very safe.
She must have a bunch of hair product on. Like, because
yeah, I was thinking just, hairspray is
she probably
really
does
flammable.
Have product, but hair's very flammable. Hair just in and of itself. And both sides go into two sides of that. I mean, it falls right. You got to blow out the candles near it. This is just a pro tip. Blow out the candles closest to you first and move across, move further away from you.
Yeah, this is your 40th, as they say, spin around the sun. You'd think that they would by now know how to blow out candles while, you know, keeping your hair, hold your hair back. What
hold
are you
your
doing?
Hair back.
Tie it up.
Boy, she really just lights it right up.
Mm. When you see this video and you're thinking, we can't see this, we're driving. When you see it, you'll go, oh, that's why they're talking about it. She's flaming.
She's full. Actually, Bryn goes, that reminds him of the Michael Jackson Pepsi thing.
Yeah, she's flaming everybody for real. Yikes.
And laughing. And then,
not that very end,
she's like, ah! She doesn't know yet.
Right.
She thinks she's got it out. She's like, oh, no problem. Oh, no! Yeah, this is, just go to Nicole Richie on Instagram. You got to check it out. We probably can post that up at the Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, I can put that up on the Facebook page. Yeah.
And that's going to do it. I am completely out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
Among other things, because I have a lot, but tipping makes the news as well. After these on
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.